Bavamit Siya Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavamit Siya Bavli, Daf Kufyud. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Dalad Amad Aleph at the second Mishnah on the page. Sechir Yoim Goiva Kola Laila, Vuschir Laila Goiva Kola Yoim, Vuschir Shois Goiva Kola Yoim Vechola Laila. A day worker collects at night, all night, and a night worker collects all day. An hourly worker collects all day and all night. Sechir Shabbos, Sechir Chodesh, Sechir Shana, Sechir Shavua. A weekly worker, a monthly worker, a yearly worker, a seven-year worker. If he completed his work in the daytime, he collects all night. If he completed his work in the night, he collects all day. And the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Lamacha over alav mishum b'yomis titen schoi. Shmuel says, if a day worker wasn't paid all night, then the next day the employer has transgressed the pasuk that says in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Dalad Pasuk Tesavov, on the day, on that same day, you shall pay his wage. Rabbi Doisa asks the question, it's still the same day because a Jewish day starts and ends at nightfall, and you say that he transgresses on his day, you should pay his wage. Surely he cannot be transgressing if it's still the daytime of that same day. And the Gemara answers, Im biglal mekayim mekroi tipate b'schishois yoim v'layla shiyoch legvois kol ha'yoim v'chol ha'layla. If your difficulty is in how to understand this pasuk, it can be referring to an hourly worker who works day and night, that he collects all day. The Tani Kain, and we have a Tosefta that supports this. Schir shois b'yoim goiva kol ha'yoim b'layla goiva kol ha'layla. Schir shois b'yoim v'layla goiva kol ha'layla v'chol ha'yoim. A daytime hourly worker must be paid before the end of that same day. A nighttime hourly worker has to be paid before the end of that same night. Shmuel is referring to a daytime and nighttime hourly worker, and he has to be paid that night because his work is done that night, and that day for work that was done on the day, and the employer could potentially transgress twice over the same day of work. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Echad Socha Adam, Echad Socha HaBehima, Echad Socha HaKelim, Yesh Bo Mishum B'Yom Titen Schoi, V'Yesh Bo Mishum Loisolin Pula Schir Itcha Ad HaBoike. Whether a person hired a person, a cow, an animal, or utensils, there is a mitzvah of on the same day you should pay his wage, and also a mitzvah, which is in Vayikra, in Perek Yutef Pasuk Yud Beis, of don't leave the payment of a hired worker until the morning. Emasai, the Mishnah asks, when does he transgress? Bezman shetavai v'loi tavai eino over alav. Only when the worker actually asks for payment, but if he didn't, the employer has not transgressed. Hemchu etzel achenvani or etzel shulchani eino over alav. If the employer made an agreement with a shopkeeper or a money changer that when the worker needs food or money, they'll give him and the employer will pay them back, he does not transgress. Haschir nishba bezmanai v'noitel.
If the worker asked on time to be paid and the employer claimed he'd already paid him, then the worker will swear that he still needs to be paid on time, and he can then take payment. Now, if the time passed, he doesn't swear and take it. Rather, the employer has to swear that he'd already paid him, and he will thereby be exempt from paying. If there are witnesses that the worker asked for the money on time, then the worker can swear and then take.
For a Ger Toisha, which is a non-Jew living in Eretz Yisrael, who accepted upon himself to keep the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, there's a mitzvah of on the same day you shall pay his wage. But as for the mitzvah of don't leave the payment of a hired worker until the morning, that does not apply to a Ger Toisha. And the Gemara says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Dalad, Pasuk Yud Dalad, Le'sashak Oni Ve'evyoin Me'achecha, Elu Yisrael. Don't cheat a poor or impoverished hired person from amongst your brothers, or a stranger within your land, or someone who is within your gates. For amongst your brothers here means refers to specifically to a Jew. Migercha, zeh gesedik, and when it says from a stranger, it's referring to a convert. Ba'altzecha, and in your land, that phrase comes to l'rabois, ha'behema v'avodim, it comes to include when payment is with animals and with slaves. And b'sha'orecha l'rabois metaltlin, and in your gates includes movable objects.